what you need.
Rock 107 WIRX.
Gonna make your ears bleed.
Everything that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning. Woo! 6:39. Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. All right, what do we got here? It's 6:40. I think we should probably do rock news and rock history. Does that sound good?
That sounds pretty good. Yeah.
What are you doing over there?
Did you hear about the SpaceX thing this weekend?
Yeah, I did. Cool. Oh, we're going to talk all about that in your morning dump. Pretty crazy.
There we go.
Pretty crazy. Yeah, yeah. We're going up into space. That's what I was saying. We may just need to all hop on spaceships and get the hell out of here for a little bit. We'll see, though.
The aliens.
We're the aliens, man. Anyway, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
You gonna be part of it?
Well, Justin Chancellor has been busy working on music for Tool and some other projects while in self-isolation. You know, this is probably good for Tool fans, because the band has been stuck inside with nothing to do but work on music, so it probably won't be another, 30 years before we hear another Tool album.
Might
could
be
work
20.
Out. Mm-hmm. What? Go ahead.
I said they could get it done in no time, being in quarantine. Like I said, it really did take them 10 years, right? Wasn't it 10
years?
Yeah,
it was over 10, I believe. So it was like 14. So I think 2006. So this one, no, they'll be putting back-to-back-to-back albums out, man. We're going to have six new Tool albums. Well, anyway, Chancellor told Bass Magazine, "I've written some interesting riffs, which would be reserved for Tool and Tool alone." He's also collaborating with a bunch of other people. He said, quote, "I'm working on tracks for a second MT Void album with Peter Muhammad, who is in Poland. It's like we'll have some cool guest contributions as well." And he said he's been, quote, "bouncing some ideas around with Bauhaus Peter Murphy." So there you go. Tool fans, possibly even more Tool music coming out. At least there's a start to it anyways. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1947, the great Ronnie Wood, best known as guitarist for the Rolling Stones. Obviously, he did stuff with the Faces, the Birds. He was all over the place. He was born in Hillingdon, Middlesex, England. So there you go. Happy birthday, Ronnie. He's 73 today, still going strong, and been with the Stones since, I believe, 63? Yeah, 63 or 65. Anyway, been doing it for a long time. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.